painting rainbow crosswalks around the city didn't put an end to homophobia and transphobia. Josh Smart was out for a walk in December when he was suddenly verbally attacked.
So me and this friend were going down, walking up Monday Pond Road, going towards Columbus Drive. We were in our own zone, laughing, carrying on, and the guys on the other side of the street were yelling out an offensive word for gay. They were yelling it constantly and kept saying it and kept saying it as we were still minding our own business. And I think they said it for like the fifth time and like really, really yelling it out. One of the guys started walking towards me and my friend. I could hear the anger in their voices and it was like pretty scary.
Josh broke down when he got home that day. He couldn't understand how people could still be so cruel. Another resident, Danielle Spurl, was recently harassed at a local retail store.
My friend and I were born biologically female, but we identify as non-binary. We were clothes shopping at one of the local retail chains, and we had decided to quickly pop into one of the male change rooms. We noticed store security had been following us as we shopped in the men's section, and he proceeded to harass us and tell us that we were not allowed to be using the male change rooms because our perceived gender did not match the stick figure on the door. He kicked us out of the store and even went as far as to threaten to apprehend us and bring us to the station simply because we did not agree to his transphobic logic. We just wanted to try on a shirt.
Danielle hopes for a day when doing ordinary things like shopping is comfortable.
This is Kimberly Goldsworthy for Kicker Radio.